Morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Yes, I'm very well. Youth Initiative for Homelessness. It's a project aimed at raising awareness of homelessness with young people across Belfast. There's a big sleep out of some sort coming up, Paul, is there?
Indeed, Frank. Tonight, young people from all through Belfast, we've got 80 young people involved in this project. And the project aims basically is to empower young people to help those less fortunate. And there's three parts to the project. The first part was education around homelessness, target young people, and the second part was the practical side, where young people were on the streets giving out tea, coffee, hats and gloves and engaging with homeless people. And then the third part of the project then is tonight, young people will leave Ryder Square at 5:45 tonight and walk to City Hall, where we'll then take part in the big sleepout. And these are young people from all throughout Belfast, from Tigers Bay to Ardoyne to Shankill to White Rock, you know, and it's a real positive message for Belfast, you know, that these young people are prepared to work together to help those less fortunate.
Yeah, I see that. Currently 10 youth centres, Tigers Bay, Ballymurphy, Ardoyne, Shankill, White Rock, Spring Martin, New Lodge. That's real cross-community effort for an initiative that affects every community.
Absolutely. I mean, I sort of last year slept out rough on the streets myself to raise awareness, but did lots of awareness of homelessness, and certainly the problem is getting worse, and young people have a big interest in this in terms of wanting to help people. That's fortunate, and they see it on the news, they see it quite a lot, and this project is aimed at you know, targeting young people and getting young people involved and empowering young people. And certainly the project certainly has been very successful over the last number of weeks, with young people have been working together, and they want to keep this long term. So they have to sleep out tonight. They want to keep this ongoing, and want to help those people on our streets and those homeless people who do find themselves homeless.
Quite handy, however, sleeping out tonight, warmest night of the year.
Well, yes, the weather is on our side tonight, hopefully.
It is looking good. There might be the odd shower, but it's looking promising. But, you know, it's easy for me to say that. I'd be at home sleeping in my bed. It takes an effort to come away from your own bed, to lie on the street, to raise awareness. And sadly, no matter how many times it's done, you're not the first to do it, no matter how many times it's done, the problem continues. Are more and more people prepared now to show that they're homeless? There used to be a stigma with it, but in today's generation, it's not just young people, but today's attitude probably is that, you know, if you've nowhere to go, you show that you've nowhere to go.
Well, that's it. You know, lots of people have, you know, numbers are increasing on the streets, Frank. And the good thing is, though, there is a lot more awareness. The media, it's in the media quite a lot more. There's a lot more support groups as well. And trying to get those people back off the streets, but certainly there's lots more needs done, and a sort of a joint effort between all different organisations, the government and various charities that are working with the homeless. But certainly, you know, the problem, as I say, is getting worse, and we need to do more, and keeping it sort of in the media spotlight, and young people getting involved in the awareness and stuff, will keep that, and hopefully try and put more extra support measures in place.
Paul, good points, and let's hope you have an enjoyable night tonight with the young people who are making that effort. Thanks for speaking to us. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank. Thank you.
That's Paul McCusker there. It's a topic we've covered many times on this programme. The event, it's at the City Hall. It's to give young people an insight into what it's like to sleep out overnight, and they'll be doing it from 6 o'clock this evening to 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, and they'll leave Ryder Square at 5:45, make their way to the City Hall, and fair play to them for giving up their time.